And now stay tuned for the program that has rated tops in popularity for a longer period of time than any other West Coast program in radio history.
Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening show, we'll have some strange records and some records about strangers, some old records, we'll celebrate National Spaghetti Day, and get the boot. Well, not get the boot in the sense of getting fired. I hope not, anyway. But a couple of weeks ago, I played Boot That Thing by Junie Cobb. So here are some other rapidly rotating records about boots, beginning with Benny Moten's Kansas City Orchestra.
Thank you. that boy can boot that thing. Some call him the Jelly King. He flies easy and shakes his hip. It's a hit, it's a hit, booted boy. Some men know just how to love. Others think they do. When you learn just how to boot that thing, you'll know the game through and through. When a man don't understand, he will drift from hand to hand. If at work or at play, boot that thing, call it always pay. The girls all like you when you dress fine. When you start booting, kindly take your time. Look, don't count, boy, love makes a hit. On booted boy. Oh, when a man don't understand, he will drift from hand to hand. If at work or at play, on get it, cause it always pays. The girls all like you when you dress fine. When you start booting, kindly take your time. Look, don't count, boy, love makes a hit. On booted boy. Play that thing, Mr. Thomas. Right down to a low brick. All in booty, boy. Play that thing, Mutt. Go on, get it fixed now. Good. Oh, when a man don't understand, he will drift from hand to hand. If at work or at play, go on, get it, cause it always pays. The girls all like you when you dress fine. When you start booting, kindly take your time. Look, don't count, boys, love makes a hit.
Thank you.
Hot stuff. Jesse Stone and his Blues Serenaders recording in St. Louis on April 27, 1927, and Boot to Boot. Pianist, composer, arranger, and bandleader Jesse Stone was born in Atchison, Kansas, and led one of the top territory bands in and around Kansas City in 1926 and 27. Stone disbanded the Blues Serenaders in 1929 and joined George E. Lee's band as musical director. Coleman Hawkins got his professional start with Jesse Stone in the early 20s, but singer Mamie Smith offered him more money and a chance to tour. Before Boot to Boot, we heard Thomas's Devils and Boot It, Boy, from a Brunswick 78 waxed March 12, 1929. Lawrence Cicero Thomas played trumpet in the band, provided the vocal, and wrote Boot It, Boy. We started the show with Benny Moten's Kansas City Orchestra, recording in Chicago on October 24, 1929, and Boot It. Count Basie was on piano in that session. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Several weeks ago, I played Strange As It Seems, which was written by Andy Razaf and Fats Waller and performed by Isham Jones. Well, here are some other strange records, beginning with Don Bester and his orchestra.
Thank you. I guess I'll have to play you some strange blues.
That's what I need, all right, yeah.
Strange enchantment fills the moonrise. There's a breeze like sandalwood and wine. Strange enchantment lies in your eyes. Say please, oh please, tonight be mine. When the moon has gone in the blue dawn, and we go wandering apart, darling, I'll be dreaming and of this moment with a strange enchantment in my heart.
Was kind of a strange set of strange records. We started off with Don Bester and his orchestra, with Neil Buckley providing the vocal on A Strange Loneliness from October 21st, 1927. Make that 1937. A Strange Loneliness was written by Johnny Burke and Sammy Mysles. Sammy Mysles was born November 17th, 1906 in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and wrote the lyrics to Mention My Name in Sheboygan.
They love you in Sheboygan.
Love me in Sheboygan.
As well as the campaign song for the 1960 Democratic National Convention. His brother Maurice co-wrote I Want You, I Need You, I Love You, which was an early hit for Elvis Presley. That was followed by Wingy Minone and his orchestra and Strange Blues, which was written by Wingy Minone. He also provides the vocal along with guitarist Nappy Lamar on that May 2, 1934 Brunswick recording. We finished up with Skinny Ennis and his orchestra, with Skinny performing vocally on Strange Enchantment from March 24, 1939. Strange Enchantment was written by Frederick Hollander and Frank Lesser for the 1939 picture Man About Town, where it was sung by Dorothy L'Amour.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
We had some strange records in the last segment, so this segment will have some records about strangers, beginning with Fletcher Henderson and his orchestra.
Thank you.
I called you sweetheart, now we're strangers. Gee, it breaks my heart to see you day after day, turning away, as much as to say, you've never known me, stranger. After sharing all your kisses, now I'm sad and blue. Although you pretend that you and I are strangers, I'm still in love with you.
Thank you. that, Tommy?
Nobody got a stranger with his boy.
Oh, don't tell me that, Aunt Papa.
Yes, sir.
Where he from?
He's a foreign fee from Huntsville Street. Egypt, fool.
What if we look more like an African?
African?
Yeah.
Well, that makes him from 135th Street, then.
The Hickman Trio, consisting of saxophonists Clyde Dewar and Frank Ellis with pianist Bert Ralton, all members of the Art Hickman Orchestra, and Sweet Little Stranger from October 25th, 1920. Unfortunately, you can't hear a whole lot of Bert Ralton on the piano on that recording. Sweet Little Stranger was written by James F. Hanley, and that was one of those records common at the time which introduced another tune at the beginning of the record. As long as both tunes were written by the same composer, the record company only had to pay one royalty. In this case, the other tune was When the Right Little Girl Comes Along from the Broadway musical comedy Jim Jam Gems, Gems spelled with a J. It starred Roscoe Ailes as Mr. Jazz and opened October 4th, 1920 at the Court Theater. You had 105 chances to see it. Before Sweet Little Stranger was Thomas Morris and his orchestra with Who's Dis Here Stranger, recorded by Victor on August 27th, 1926. The pair speaking on that record is Tom Morris, who played cornet in the band, and Charlie Irvis, who played trombone, and both of whom played with Fats Waller. Who's Dis Here Stranger was written by Ralph Peer, who was A&R director for Victor's Race and Hillbilly series, and before that was a recording director for OK. That was preceded by Leroy Williams with a cornet solo accompanied on piano probably by James Moore and Welcome, Stranger. That Columbia 78 was waxed December 5th, 1929. We began that Stranger set with Fletcher Henderson and his orchestra and Strangers. The vocalist was John Dickens, and that March 10th, 1932 session was the same one during which Baby Rosemarie recorded Take a Picture of the Moon and Say That You Were Teasing Me. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL FM 88.7 Avalon, in New Zealand on the Wellsford Country Radio Network 105.8 FM, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, shamrockradio.com, and as a podcast on iTunes. Last week's New Year's show featured all new songs, that is, songs with new in the title. Well, almost all. When I was selecting songs for the show from the database, I chose Put on a New Pair of Shoes by Jack Hilton. It's on a commercial CD called Jack's Back on the Vocalion label, catalog number CDEA6007. I'm looking at the CD right now. I'm looking at the track listing on the back of the CD right now, and there's just one problem. I wasn't paying attention during the show, I guess, and Beck announced it as Put on a New Pair of Shoes. But the song isn't Put on a New Pair of Shoes at all. The CD is mislabeled, and it's Put on an Old Pair of Shoes. But there it is on the CD, plain as day, as Put on a New Pair of Shoes. Anyway, since we had a whole show, or nearly so, of new songs last week, it seems only fair that we have at least a segment of old songs. Here's Fats Waller and his rhythm.
You're not forgotten, oh no. There's an old plantation in beautiful sound. On that old plantation, the place I'm longing to be. Old plantation.
drop the plow.
Like you, you had funny ways, and they used to wonder what I'd find to praise of. But you were part of my happiest days, old playmate. You remember that you were just 11 and I was just 9, and when I was hungry you just knew the sign, and if I you had something, why the best half was mine, old playmate. Somewhere on life's highway, I'll say, we've drifted apart. And though I want it my way, I want to tell you that you're still in my heart. But I've got a feeling you're still watching me. And I only hope that I've turned out to be just a little bit like you'd like me to be, old playmate.
Gate. Hey. Oh, my mind's made up.
things are in a jam. I'm on my way to Old Yazoo. I'll dig my dig, 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 dig.
Waring's Pennsylvanians and Old Yazoo from June 27th, 1932. In what sounds like his best Cab Calloway impression was vocalist Frank Zullo. The Yazoo is a 188-mile-long river in west-central Mississippi that flows southwest into the mighty Mississippi at Vicksburg. Before Old Yazoo, it was our old friend Ted Lewis with Old Playmate, written by Matty Melnick with the lyrics by Gus Kahn. That recording is from October 26, 1931. And we began that old set with Fats Waller in his rhythm and Old Plantation, recorded March 18, 1937. Old Plantation was written by John Redmond and Lee David, and not Fats Waller. Fats did, however, write Old Yazoo.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s, this is Rapidly Rotating Records. Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon and available anytime on demand online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
I had another topic planned for this segment until the other day when I found out that January 4th was National Spaghetti Day, and who doesn't like spaghetti, which in Italian means little lines. Unfortunately, I didn't find out about National Spaghetti Day until after the big celebration, otherwise I might have had to go to the old spaghetti factory or Vince's for dinner. I might just do that tonight. Anyway, here's Harry Reaser.
Pasta fazula, pasta fazula, pasta, 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 zula, zula, fazula, that's a very good to eat. Pasta fazula, that's a never can be beat. First and eat pasta for an appetizer fine, and then you must have Italian wine. Pasta fazula, make a weaker man a strong. Pasta fazula, make you live a very long. And if you want to have a great big chest, push the buttons off your vest. Don't be a fool, eat pasta fazula. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, if not the oldest, that's got to be one of the oldest records I've ever played on the show. From Berliner Gramophone disc number 345, waxed in April of 1898, that was a clarinet solo, identified on the label as a clarionet solo by Felix Jardella, entitled Spaghetti Polka, which was also written by Felix Jardella. The accompanist is likely Fred Geisberg, who was a recording supervisor and piano accompanist for Emil Berliner, and who shortly after this record was made went to London to become the first recording engineer for the Gramophone Company. Before that, it was the original Dixie Rag Pickers from a Grey Gull 78 waxed around March of 1926, and Spaghetti. The original Dixie Rag Pickers was just one of dozens or even hundreds of pseudonyms for the studio band employed by the Grey Gull Company of Boston, Mass., which included Mike Mosiello on trumpet and alto saxophonist Andy Sinella. Mosiello gets composer credit on the record, along with the names Chantereau, Lowe, and Fazio, who may be pianist Billy Fazioli. Fazioli may have played piano on this record, but he definitely played with Ray Miller's Black and White Melody Boys in 1920, and also co-wrote Rose of Spain, Who'll Take My Place When I'm Gone, and Underneath the Dixie Moon. Those were the only two records I could find with spaghetti in the title, so we began the set with Pasta Fazula, which is described as noodle and a navy bean, which is close enough to count as spaghetti in my book. That was the Jazz Pilots, a Harry Reaser pseudonym on an OK 78 wax September 27, 1927, but Jones and Hare also did a nice version. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.